Hi guys, I'm back with part two of the sleep questionnaire by Texan Blonde. And I actually just tried to record this like a few minutes ago, but I was getting so tongue-tied on every single question. It was just a nightmare. So I'm re-recording it completely right now because I don't want to have to edit. And yeah, I hope it doesn't happen again. I'm so tired. I feel like that's probably the reason why, like, talking is just becoming ridiculously difficult for me. 16. What's the weirdest thing you know someone else has done in their sleep? I haven't really witnessed anyone doing anything other than, like, talking or moving around a little, so nothing super weird. 17. What do you do to help fall asleep? Guys, it's happening again. This is bad. What do you do to help fall asleep? I like listening to voices talking, preferably that would be like a person on the phone or Skype or something like that with me, because that helps me a lot. But if I don't have access to that, then I just put on a Netflix show or something on YouTube or something with people talking. 18. How long do you find yourself staring at the ceiling or zoning out before actually falling asleep? I don't really zone out before I fall asleep. I have to fall asleep by exhaustion, basically. It's basically just by exhaustion. It's really hard for me to, like, actually wind myself down. So, yeah. What size bed do you have, or what do you sleep on usually? I have a bed, and it is, like, a queen-size bed. 20. Do you like more pillows, blankets, or both, or none? More pillows, definitely, and enough blankets to keep me warm, but not enough blankets that I'll be hot. Yeah. 21. What kind of bedding do you have? Can you describe what your bed looks like? It's a very basic bed. There's like two sheets, and then a big blanket, and then pillows on top. And like two more blankets just in case. And it's like dark bluish. 22. Do you prefer hard surfaces to sleep on or super fluffy soft ones? Super fluffy soft ones. 23. What position do you normally sleep in by yourself? By myself, I usually curl up in a ball to get to sleep, and when I wake up, I'm not, like, super spread out, but I'm, like, in a slightly more loose ball. With another person, it really depends. Sometimes I'm in a very cuddly mood, but sometimes I'm not, and there's pretty much no in-between, so it's either, like, spooning, or it's, like, you stay on that side of the bed and let me cuddle with this wall, please, because I don't want to touch another human right now. And it has nothing to do with the quality of person that they are. It's just sometimes I want human contact and sometimes I really don't. 24. If you have pets, do you let them sleep in the bed too? If not, would you let a pet sleep in your bed? Yes, I do. And yes, I do. My dogs, who don't live with me, I grew up with them, and then I moved out of the house, but they're still living with my parents. If they want to sleep in my bed, I always let them sleep in my bed, and they pretty much always want to sleep in my bed if I'm visiting. And right now I have a cat, and she is not a huge, she's not, like, a hugely cuddly cat, although she does, like, get in cuddly moods sometimes. If she wants to sleep in my bed, I totally let her, but, I mean, I can probably count on, like, two hands the amount of times that's ever happened. So yeah, it's not like a super normal thing, but if she wants to, I totally let her. 25. What is the longest amount of time you can go without sleep? I'm not actually that good at pulling all-nighters, so I mean probably like maybe 22 hours seems about reasonable to me. 22, before I start getting really, really grouchy and icky and tired and sad. 26. What's the longest amount of time you have slept? 16 hours. That was a bad day. I'm not gonna talk about it. 16 hours. 27. What makes it comfortable for you to sleep, and does the room have to be cold or warm or what? I really don't like being hot. I'd prefer being cold to being hot, but I also don't want to be, like, shivering, you know? So I think it's pretty perfect whenever it's, like, a little bit chilly, but you have a whole bunch of blankets to keep you warm. Yeah. 28. What is something you have to do before you go to sleep? Check my phone. Like, just, I have to, like, check all of my social media, make sure I'm not, like, about to leave someone hanging on a question for, like, the 8 hours, or it might be, like, 4 hours that I'm sleeping, whatever the situation is, but I have to check everything, and then I can go to sleep. Yeah. When you wake up from sleeping, do you lounge in bed aimlessly, maybe play around on your phone, or just jump out? I used to be a jump out kind of girl, but now I am not, and I think it's because I get less sleep, so my body has a much harder time waking up. I kind of lounge or play around on my phone, either or, it doesn't really matter. 30, what sleeping habits would you like to change and why? While I would like to sleep more, I also recognize that it's not like I'm procrastinating and staying up late out of pure choice, really. It's I know that I can't go to sleep earlier, either because of anxiety or because I am actively being productive late at night and I can't really sacrifice that time for sleep. So, like, I want to sleep more, but I also recognize that I can't really right now at this point in my life. So hopefully, my situation will change somehow and I will be able to get more sleep, because that would be great, because I want a lot of sleep, because sleep is good. Sleep is wonderful. And I went through those super fast, and I think it's just because the first few I had already answered before, and so I just said my answers, and now this is only like 7 minutes long, but I hope it's enjoyable for you guys to listen to, and I'm really tired, so hopefully after I post this, and yeah, then I can just go straight to sleep, which would be great. So,